BC employers reported a very slight decline in their non-farm payrolls in November. From the latest survey of employers, payroll and hours, CEF, payrolls in November were virtually unchanged with a decrease of 716 positions. That put the total job count in BC at about 2.54 million positions. Goods producing industries reported 0.3% or 1,171 fewer positions, while payrolls in services producing industries were virtually unchanged. The seasonally adjusted job vacancy rate edged down in November to 4.2% from the previous month, 4.3%, pointing to increased slack in the economy. The vacancy rate represents approximately 105,700 vacant positions. Manufacturing saw the largest decline in positions among goods-producing industries, with 1.1% or 1,615 fewer positions for a total of 147,335. This marked the lowest number of payrolls in manufacturing since the end of 2020. The increase in payrolls of the mining, quarry and oil and gas extraction sector, 629 positions, offset some of the decline in manufacturing. Broad decreases were reported among services producing industries except educational services, up 2,680 positions or 1.5%, healthcare and social assistance, up 2,207 positions or 0.7%, and public administration, up 915 positions or 0.6%. Meanwhile, accommodation and food services reported 0.9% or 2,038 fewer positions. On the wage front, seasonally adjusted average weekly earnings jumped 4.1% to $1,228 on a year-over-year basis, which is higher than October's revised 3.9% increase. Month-over-month, average weekly earnings were up 0.6% with notable increases seen in finance and insurance, up 4.2%, and in arts, entertainment and recreation, up 3.4%. Meanwhile, the number of non-resident travelers entering Canada via British Columbia declined in November. On a seasonally adjusted basis, there were 1.7% fewer visitors in November. The number of same-day excursions declined 8% while the number of overnight tourists increased 1.7%. The number of overnight tourists has been on a steady climb but is still only 90% of what was averaged in 2019. The number of U.S. residents entering Canada via BC declined 1.6% in November to 555,132 people. Despite the decline, this is still 5.4% above the monthly average in 2019. The number of residents from other countries declined 2.2% and is around 86% of the monthly average seen in 2019. This reflects factors such as economic weakness in the Chinese economy and slower post-pandemic normalization, not to mention other geopolitical factors. The decline in U.S. residents entering Canada through BC was seen across all modes of transportation but was particularly weak in travelers by air, which was down 6.7%. The number of non-residents from countries other than the U.S. also declined 2.1% in November. This was driven by those who came by land or water, down 22.2%. The number of non-residents from countries other than the U.S. traveling by air increased 5.5%. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.